In Colombia, more than 4 million people have lost their land over the past 30 years. That's as a result of the country's much-covered, drug-fueled civil conflict. The land issue has gotten very little attention, and in an effort to change that, Colombia's new president has launched an ambitious land restitution program. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Monterrey, Colombia, on how the initiative could bring peace to a troubled nation.
Pedro Beltrán is happiest on the farm, feeding his 300-pound pig, and making sure his chickens and turkeys have gotten their daily ration of ground corn. But this small plot is hidden away, far from a main road, and not nearly as rich as the spread he once owned. That one, all 300 acres of it, was seized by a right-wing paramilitary militia, one of the armed groups in a long, murky conflict.
Me da mucha tristeza. Porque nosotros, esa era la esperanza.
His eyes tearing up, Beltrán says having a farm was his great life's hope, and now it's gone. It happened to hundreds of thousands of families in a conflict pitting guerrillas against illegal paramilitary bands that operated with army units. In all, officials believe some 10,000 square miles were stolen, equivalent in size to Maryland. Sometimes people simply fled, their land quickly occupied by local warlords. Other farmers, under threat of death, sold at bargain basement prices. Alejandro Reyes is a land expert spearheading the agricultural ministry's efforts to take back stolen land.
I think it is crucial to solve the land tenure problem, because otherwise the displaced population is going to be the new cause of conflicts.
Unless land is restituted, Reyes says, poor uprooted farmers will continue to be easy recruits for guerrilla groups or drug traffickers. Since September, 460 square miles have been returned to farmers, a third of what the government wants to hand out by May 1st. President Juan Manuel Santos told NPR that restitution goes hand in hand with other measures to, in essence, modernize agriculture.
If we are able to restitute this land to the original owners and help them produce and recover their place in society and become rural entrepreneurs, this will be the most profound social revolution in Colombia in its history.
Since the 80s, the U.S. has spent $25 billion here, mostly on the military side, to help Colombia battle narco traffickers and control the countryside. That's reduced violence and cocaine production, but Santos's land initiative, experts say, is the first time the real root of Colombia's troubles has been squarely addressed. That doesn't mean it's easy. Stolen land was often registered under third parties using false titles.
Los problemas jurídicos son muy complicados.
In a morning meeting here in Monterrey, Miriam Villegas tells a group of farmers about the legal thicket. She's a coordinator for Development and Peace, a group run by a local Catholic priest.
The problem is that the peasants are getting tired of waiting when this is going to happen, because there is people very poor, there is people, victims, that are watching every day that nothing happened.
Among those fast losing patients is Pedro Beltrán. To get his old farm, the one that Beltrán says he was forced to sell under threat, you go past a herd of cattle. And then along the fast waters of the Boque River. Walking on his old farm, Beltrán smiles and marvels at it all. As you can see, Beltrán says, it's beautiful. He recalls how he grew corn and manioc and other crops, and he says he hopes to do so once again. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.